Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents Sweet Revenge, a Hannah Swenson mystery. At night, a security officer walks out of an empty building with the lettering, Heavenly Bodies Recreation Center. Text. A Lighthouse Pictures production in association with Looking Glass Productions. A person in black clothes and a face mask slinks along a wall around the corner and enters the automatic doors of the rec center. Text, Allison Sweeney, Cameron Matheson, Barbara Niven, Gabriel Hogan. A woman enters an empty bakery.
As a baker, I've always found something magical about the mornings. You have the world to yourself. And I love being in my little sanctuary when no one else is around.
She measures flour into a bowl. The intruder selects a tool to pick a lock.
As the aroma of breads and sweets begin to fill the air, there's a little time left for me.
Opens door.
And this is the time I love the most. It's a time that allows me to take risks, to try something new.
The baker sets dough into a tray. The intruder stands over a safe, then looks over shoulder and slinks to wall. Somebody shines a light near the intruder.
Because I know the key to any successful dessert is consistency.
Try safe code.
Simply follow a time-tested recipe, and you know what you're gonna get.
Safe text, ERR. She drops chocolate chips into the mix. The intruder grabs a crowbar.
Introduce a new ingredient at your own risk.
She pours the mixture onto the dough of a pie mold. The intruder grabs a hammer. She sets the baked pie on the table.
The end result could be something new and wonderful.
She holds up a slice of pie. The insides drip off and she shakes her head.
Or it could be a complete disaster.
The intruder hammers the crowbar into the safe. It's daytime. Sign, welcome to Lake Eden. Stearns County. A lake by a forested hill dotted with houses. A store. The Cookie Jar Bakery. Sign, Dolores Swenson Book Reading. A man enters. He and the baker make eye contact.
Howdy, stranger.
Oh, come on, it hasn't been that long since you saw me.
Raises eyebrows.
Has it? I'm sorry, Hannah. It's just so crazy the station's still short-staffed.
I get it. I do. Shifts in the night, long hours. I know what I signed up for. Is this straight? Do you like it like
that?
Good. Is that too much?
It looks really good. Okay. I'm going to make it up to you, though. How about dinner tonight at Raven?
I have a better idea. Why don't you come over? Eat? I'll make us something special.
Yeah? Do you need me to bring anything?
Just you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They lean into kiss.
I gotta go.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll see you tonight, though,
yes,
okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
They kiss.
See you later.
She sighs.
Good morning, ladies.
Dolores walks in.
Good morning, Dolores.
Oh, Hannah.
The baker.
I think I shall treat myself to a lemon tart today, please.
Okay. I can't wait to hear all about your interview.
Interview? Well, the Lake Eden Journal is doing a feature on my debut novel, A Match for Anna.
When am I getting a copy?
Well, I will autograph you one right away. The launch party is this weekend. It is a Regency-themed gala.
Oh, I will dust off my bonnet.
Oh, that's perfect.
Hannah wipes a table.
Oh, Hannah, have you made any progress on the menu?
Well, I was thinking...
Thank you.
...about making miniature cream puffs.
Well... The menu must be true to the time period. I want my guests to feel transported back to 1820.
Okay. I could make flummery.
Dolores stares.
It's an oatmeal that's been boiled to a jelly-like consistency.
That's disgusting.
That's the 1820s.
Just so you know, I have invited Norman to the party.
Mother, you've invited half the town.
Yes, well, he's accepted. Despite the fact that you broke his heart.
I didn't break his heart, Mother. Did he say that to you?
You didn't need to. I'm a writer, Hannah. I am very intuitive.
Norman and I are friends.
So were you inviting him to your wedding?
Oh, and speaking of which, I brought you a few magazines for research, and I've made just a few notes.
Huh. Mike and I haven't even set a date yet.
Sweetheart, a beautiful wedding doesn't just materialize overnight. It takes months of planning. Guest lists, caterers, seasonal considerations.
Will it be a spring wedding? Will it be a winter wedding? Johanna, I suggest you avoid a summer affair. Your hair will never hold up against that kind of humidity.
We just got engaged. 6 months ago. What are you waiting for?
Hey, Jacqueline. I haven't seen you at the gym lately.
How can you treat people like this? Don't you have any shame?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay, let's all just take a deep...
Rose juice at Hannah.
Oh, my. Are you okay?
Ma'am, I'm gonna have to ask you to leave.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Karma is coming for you.
She leaves.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Oh, Hannah, are you all right?
Just peachy.
Oh.
Dolores wipes juice off of Hannah's face and grimaces. People walk into the recreation center. A man swings open the safe door. A woman explains.
I opened this morning as usual, and everything seemed fine. But then I came back here, and I found this.
How much did they get?
Nearly $2,000 in cash from the fundraiser last week.
Right. Anything else? Any merchandise or anything?
I'm still taking inventories.
Grab cell phone.
It's the city manager. She's at a conference in St. Paul. I haven't told her yet.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. Hello.
And were you on patrol last night?
I'm overnights all this week.
Okay, did you see anything?
Security guard shrugs. No. Mike points to a camera in the corner.
What about that?
Building, Lake Eden Municipal Building.
Still waiting for the city manager to release the security footage, but we should have in the next couple of days.
What about the feed from the parking lot?
No cameras there. We've been after the city forever about that.
Well, this'll help our case.
Now, the security guard did say something interesting, that the thief seemed to know his routine because he was patrolling the other side of the rec center when it happened.
The two men squint eyes and furrow brows. Outside rec center.
Hannah! I haven't seen you in class.
Hi, Deli.
Oh, I was helping Andrea with her move.
Oh, how's she liking Seattle?
She loves her new job, but not so fond of the weather.
We'll let her know that we missed her already.
Hey, I haven't seen your mom at the bakery lately.
Yeah, she's just feeling a bit down.
I hope everything's okay.
She's been having a tough go of retirement. I think she's feeling a bit lonely.
Yeah.
You wouldn't happen to be hiring? Just a few hours a week?
No, but I can ask around.
Oh, that would be great. Oh, thank you. Hold on.
Yeah?
Deli rushes into rec center. Hannah stays outside and watches a parked black car. It takes off immediately. She furrows her brows. She goes up the gym staircase. She says hi to the receptionist.
Hey, Marco.
Oh, afternoon, Hannah.
Thanks for squeezing me into the 5 o'clock session.
Bikes go fast, but anything for my favorite member.
Why am I your favorite member?
Oh, your candy bar cookies single-handedly keep me in business.
He smiles. She walks off. Spinning class. The woman who was the intended recipient of the juice walks in.
Hey, Deli.
Yeah? Who is that?
I saw her at the bakery this morning.
Well, that's Ronnie Ward. She moved to Lake Eden a few months ago, and she has made quite an impression since then.
So where is Brett?
You didn't hear? He got fired.
What happened?
All right, welcome back to spin class.
I'll tell you later.
Enough chit-chat. Grab your bikes and let's get started.
They mount their bikes.
Here we go. Let's have some fun. Woo!
The security guard looks out to the rec center parking and drinks his coffee.
All right, everybody. You're doing great. That's right. Now let's kick it up a level. Push yourself.
The security guard squints. A hooded person spray paints a car.
Get up over the pedals.
They run off.
You got this.
Hey! Stop right there!
Push yourself. I know you can do it.
The security guard runs after him. The hooded spray painter runs around the corner and the guard stops and looks at the message.
3, 2, 1. Nice work. It's not over yet. We're gonna go again.
The security guard enters the cycling class and gestures to Ronnie. Ronnie joins a crowd around her vehicle. Text, homewrecker. She shakes her head and leaves the scene. The security guard follows after.
I guess class is over.
We should call the police.
I just want to go home.
Ronnie, after everything that's happened these past few weeks...
I'll file a report in the morning.
I'm just worried about you.
I know.
Hannah walks up to her house. The lights are off. She enters the front door and sets stuff down on the kitchen counter. She looks up. A cat on the ground.
You stay here.
She grabs a large rolling pin and inches to the staircase. She walks upstairs. She turns the bend in the stairs. She lurches to see around the corner at the top. She bursts into the bathroom. Woman in bath. She talks on her cell phone.
Well, thank you for understanding, Mike.
Yeah, no problem. Tell Michelle I say hi. Now, I do expect a rain check, though, okay?
Absolutely. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Michelle walks downstairs.
Sorry I torpedoed your plans. I just didn't know you were coming. I thought you were in Cairo.
No, Cairo was last month. I was supposed to be in Milan shooting haute fashion, but it got canceled, so I hopped on the red eye and...
And then broke into my house.
Well, the key was under mat. Hey, was this date supposed to have wine or...
It's in the fridge.
Excellent.
Hannah grabs glasses.
How long are you staying?
Just a couple of days. You have room for a house guest?
You want to stay here?
I can't stay with Mom again. Last spring, I was home for literally 2 days before she tried to set me up with the mailman.
Yeah, but 2 days is actually a lot of restraint for Mother. I always knew she liked you best.
Please.
Of course you can stay.
Thank you. Hey, congratulations, by the way. Did Mike pick this out?
Yeah.
Oh, he has good taste.
Are you wearing my bunny slippers?
She grabs Hannah's hand and looks at her ring. Ronnie parks her car on a street. A car hangs back and pauses a little further behind with the lights on. Ronnie gets out and looks over as she goes into her building. Yale Crossing logo on the glass door through which she enters. The car pulls up to the entrance. A masked figure is at the wheel. She pushes the elevator button and looks over. Mike steps out.
Slow down a little bit. Everything okay?
Yes, I'm fine. I just wasn't paying attention to where I was going.
Okay, all right. Well, just slow down a little bit.
The car pulls away.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night.
She peers through the blinds out at the street. The street is empty. Now daylight, the city is far below us. The cookie jar bakery, Michelle quickly flips through a wedding magazine.
If you'd like to leave your business card, we have a weekly cupcake raffle.
You know, I think you should get married somewhere tropical. That way you can get hitched and I can get a tan. It's a win-win.
I always pictured a small ceremony. A few friends and family, something maybe in the backyard.
You want to have a backyard wedding? Mom would lose her mind. I love it.
Good morning.
Hey, do you think if I sit really still, she won't notice that I'm here?
She's our mother, not a velociraptor. Well,
Dolores enters.
Oh, there she is. My baby girl. Come here.
Hi, Mom.
Oh.
Michelle hugs her and grimaces.
Oh, my goodness. Let me look at you. Oh, you need just a little hairspray right there.
It has been so long.
Tell me, what is new? You mean, besides all the tattoos?
That's just a joke.
I see you still have your father's sense of humor. So, what brings you to town?
Michelle wouldn't miss your big debut, Mother.
Oh, not in a million years.
Oh, Michelle. Well, it is going to be the social event of the year. You could take pictures. Did you bring your camera?
I did. It's with my luggage at Hannah's.
Oh, well, then we will just go and grab your things. I've already got fresh linen in the guest room, and we will get you all settled in. Come on.
You know, I would love to, but Hannah actually insisted that I stay with her sisterly bonding, right?
Dolores scoffs at her.
But I have to do inventory tonight. Late, so you can have Michelle all to yourself all day.
That's wonderful. There are so many people who are going to want to see you. Come on, grab your coat. So tell me, is there anyone special in your life?
Michelle winces at Hannah. Hannah shrugs. Sign, come and we're open. Hannah turns it around. Mike enters with badge.
Hi.
Really sorry to be bothering you, miss. There's a possible break-in at the flower shop. Talking to nearby businesses to see if they've seen or heard anything suspicious.
Can't buy businesses? Mm-hmm. That flower shop is blocks away from here.
Eh, just being thorough.
Oh. He gives her a rose.
Thank you. Want some coffee?
Always.
Mike, another break-in?
Yeah, they tripped the alarm. Didn't notice anything stolen, so it could be nothing.
Do you think that I should get better security for the bakery?
I think that's a very good idea, yeah.
Mike opens the wedding magazine to a tagged page. Text. Make your big day bigger and better. She makes his coffee.
All right, Mike, shall I heat up a cinnamon bun for you or, I don't know,
no,
something
I gotta go. I still have some people I gotta talk to.
People who actually live near the flower shop.
People who actually live near the flower shop, yeah, exactly. Bye.
Thanks for this.
She looks down at her rose and smiles. Hannah enters into Michelle's room in the wee hours of the morning and jumps on the bed.
Up and at him!
What? Why? Why are you waking me up?
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock.
4 in the morning?
Time to get up.
Time for some sisterly bonding.
No.
Come on.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
No. Michelle trudges along.
I'm just gonna wait in the car.
She crawls up the rec center staircase.
How can you work out this early?
I'm on baker's hours.
Where's everyone?
In bed.
No, there's usually someone at the desk. Hello? Marco?
He obviously just stepped away.
Well, yeah. So what do you want to do first? Treadmill?
Hot tub.
A bouquet of roses in the trash. Petals and leaves are strewn about.
Michelle, hot tub is this way.
She puts her watch ring and purse into a locker. The two approach the tub in robes. Ronnie floats limp in the water.
Oh, sorry. Michelle, call 911. You okay?
She touches her neck. Police cars at the rec center. The entrance is cordoned off.
Sorry?
Officers in the gym. Mike sits next to Hannah on a workout bench.
Hey. Oh, are you okay? Are you hurt?
I'm fine.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
It was Ronnie Ward, the spin instructor. She was just floating there, dead. I didn't know anyone was here. I didn't see her car in the parking lot.
Okay. What did you do next?
We just went and found the security guard. He was doing his rounds, and he called it in.
Okay. Tad, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm glad you're okay. You gonna be all right getting home?
Yeah. My sister's here with me. Michelle.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey. Good to see you.
Yeah. I wish it was under better circumstances.
All right.
Ready to go home?
Yeah.
Okay.
See
ya.
See you later.
The two sisters leave. Tad, the security guard.
Detective?
Yeah.
Ronnie's car was vandalized.
last night, she wouldn't call the police. But I kept this, just in case.
Excellent. All right, take me through everything that you saw.
He holds up a bag with a spray paint can, ribbon. Police line, do not cross.
Oh, thank you. Oh, Hannah, your ring.
She looks at finger and sighs.
Okay.
Whoa, Hannah, you can't go back in there. It's an active crime scene.
But Sheriff, I left my watch and my engagement ring in the locker room.
I'll grab them for you.
Oh, thank you. We'll just wait right here then?
Drop by the station. I'll have them for you there.
Okay. Sheriff, do you mind not saying anything to Mike about this? I don't want to worry him, and he's got a lot on his plate right now.
Seals lips.
Great. Thank you. I owe you.
Blueberry crunch cookies?
You bet. I'll bring them by the station.
Awesome. See ya.
They duck under the police line. Mike inspects Ronnie's locker with black gloves. He gently gives a water bottle to an officer. He pulls out a bag. He pulls out a box. Several large chocolate chip cookies are inside. Sticker, the Cookie Jar Bakery. Hannah pushes racks into an oven.
We're just trying to establish a timeline for the day to see who she might have interacted with.
So, I can't believe you knew her. I mean, that she was your neighbor?
Closes door.
Do you have any idea who could have sent her the cookies that we found in her locker? Who could have bought them?
Well, I know it wasn't Ronnie. She didn't buy them herself. A box of chocolate chip, I mean, it's the most popular order.
I figured it was a bit of a long shot.
Yeah.
Portions off dough.
Where's your ring?
I take it off when I'm baking. I don't want it to end up in a pie.
Nods.
So how do you feel about the Fairmont for the wedding?
Tastes dough.
The country club?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a little outside our price range?
We can make it work. It's so beautiful. I mean, the views are so spectacular. It holds 300 people.
300?
Yeah, I mean, more if we hold it out in the gardens. And I talked to the owner, and I got us a tour next week.
Great.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'll let you get back to work.
Okay.
Leans in for a kiss.
Okay.
Don't mind me. Just pretend I'm not here.
Okay. Bye.
Lisa waves at Mike as she leaves.
Don't you have something to frost?
Building, Lake Eden Municipal Building.
Yeah, the coroner's preliminary report estimates the time of death between 2 and 3 in the morning.
Were they able to get any physical evidence of the body?
Yeah, the ME confirmed that the ligature marks on her neck did match the resistance band that they found in the hot tub, but the chlorine in the hot tub removed any touch DNA completely.
Maybe the perp put her body in the water on purpose. What about the spray paint can?
Clean as a whistle.
Mike, I called in the bureau.
What?
Until those budget increases are approved, we're working on a skeleton crew. It'll be good to have a partner on this.
What are you talking about? The last thing that I need is to have some pencil pusher from the CBA looking over my shoulder every 5 seconds.
Mike, I'd like to introduce you to Stella Parks.
A woman stands beside him and smiles curtly.
Hey, Miss Parks.
Agent Parks.
Handshake.
Pleasure to meet you, Detective. I look forward to working together.
See there? Already off to a great start.
The officer leaves them alone.
Can I get you some sugar?
Mm-hmm, that'd be nice.
Cream too, or?
Yeah.
Bakery.
Ugh, the sheriff still hasn't gotten back to me about my ring. How much longer on the pecan sandies?
3 minutes.
Great. What are you reading?
Your mother's book. Have you read it yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, it's a real page turner.
Well, you know my mother. She definitely has a flair for the dramatic.
Oh, Hannah, how could you?
Mother.
Didn't I raise you better than that?
Better than what, Mother?
You knew exactly what I mean. You found another body, and just days before my book launch.
I'm so sorry, Mother. It must be terrible for you.
Yes.
Gives Dolores a cookie.
I would have no choice but to persevere.
She eats the cookie.
Oh, Lisa. So, what do you think?
And don't hold back. I'm going to hear it all. The good and the bad.
Oh, it's fun.
Carnivals are fun, dear. This is literature.
Oh, well, I really like the romance. I'm Team Nathaniel.
Aren't we all?
Lisa smiles.
Oh, I'm having an epiphany right now on the dessert menu. What would you think about miniature cream puffs?
Nods.
Great idea, Mother.
Thank you. This suddenly occurred to me.
Hey, Lisa, what are these?
Oh, I pulled the receipt you asked for, chocolate chip cookie boxes.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Flips through receipts. The gym receptionist leaves building. Mike holds up his badge. Stella stands nearby.
Mr. Fields, got a sec? Got a couple questions about Ronnie Ward. How long had she been working at Heavenly Bodies?
Almost 4 months.
And was she well-liked?
Depends on who you ask. Ronnie could be divisive.
Yeah. I mean, I asked that because her car was vandalized recently, and I know she didn't file a police report. Do you have any idea why?
No, I don't know. You know, I encouraged her to, but I think maybe she might have been embarrassed.
What was your relationship with Ms. Ward?
She was an employee, a friend.
So strictly professional?
Yeah.
Both men nod.
And where were you last night?
Frowns.
I was visiting my sister in Maple Grove.
For the whole night?
Yeah, I just got back to town this morning.
Okay, that's all we got for now. If we have more questions, we'll be in touch.
I have one more question. Was it usual to have a single staff member on an overnight shift?
No. No, usually we have two. One on the desk and one on the floor.
And who was scheduled for that night?
I was. I couldn't get coverage, but Ronnie assured me that she could handle it all by herself.
So the trip to visit your sister was a last-minute decision?
Nods.
Yeah.
Stella nods.
Okay. Thanks for your time. We'll be in touch.
The gym receptionist approaches his truck.
We'll call the sister and see if the story checks out.
When it comes to a family member in trouble, memories tend to get fuzzy. We'll need footage on the tolls he would go through at least two before he hit Maple Grove. And we'll need employee files, background checks, customer complaints.
I'm on it.
Great. While you do that, I'm going to grab some lunch. You don't need me looking over your shoulder.
He smiles. Hannah and a list of customers on whiteboard.
Okay, so this is a list of all the people who bought chocolate chip cookie boxes in the last 3 days.
With a credit card. There were a dozen more with cash.
Okay, we can't worry about that right now. Margot Ross bought some for her mother. Trina Copeland was for a birthday party, I think. And then, well, Mark Shields, he buys a dozen every Monday. So that's seven unaccounted for.
So how do you figure out who bought the box for Ronnie?
Okay. A man drops a card in a jar at the counter.
I have an idea.
She dumps the contents onto the table. Hannah approaches a man's house with a box of cookies.
Congratulations, sir. You have won our weekly cupcake raffle. But to claim your prize, you're going to need to participate in a short survey about your past purchases.
Crosses name off list. They package cupcake boxes. Crosses off names. Lisa eats a cupcake. Circles name.
Well, there's only one name left.
Good thing, too, because we are out of cupcakes.
Hannah walks up to front door. The woman who threw peach juice opens the door.
May I help you?
Hi, I'm not sure I really have the right house. I'm looking for Stephen Grant.
Stephen went out of town.
And you are?
Jacqueline, his wife.
Right. When did he leave?
This morning. What is this in regards to?
Your husband won our weekly cupcake drawing.
We're not interested.
But I just need to speak to him for a minute. If you don't mind sharing where he is or how I could reach him.
Jacqueline closes the door. Hannah walks up the sunny sidewalk, a puppy on a leash.
Oh, hey, little Kyler, where are you off to? Hi, sweetie. What, did you make a jailbreak?
Scooter! Hey, here, boy. Oh, my gosh.
Norman.
Thank you so much.
Hi.
Stopped to tie my shoe. He saw his opportunity and boom.
There he is. When did you get a dog?
A couple weeks ago. Margaret Beeman, her dog, had a litter of puppies, and I got Scooter here.
A couple weeks ago, I hadn't realized it had been that long since we talked.
Yeah, well, I mean, you've been busy, right? Planning your wedding and everything else.
Right.
The puppy looks over at her.
But I do believe you are due for a cleaning, so you will have to pencil me in at some point.
Puppy looks at him.
Okay, absolutely.
All right.
Put it on the calendar.
Okay.
Picks up dog.
Get this little monster home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll see you.
Norman, you should come by the bakery. My mom's book reading is tonight, and we're selling pup cones now. And I bet Scooter would love one. In fact, the first one is on me.
All right, I'll keep that in mind. See ya.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.
Bye, Scooter.
She pauses and smiles, then turns around and leaves. Lake Eden Municipal Building.
Oh, Sheriff.
Oh.
Blueberry crunch cookies, as promised.
Oh.
Yeah, help yourself.
Oh, got your watch here.
Oh, great.
Sorry we haven't found your ring yet, but we'll keep looking.
She frowns. He eats a cookie.
Is Mike in?
Office.
Right. Thank you.
He shakes his head and chews. Stella.
You are not going to believe what I found out about the Ronnie Ward case.
Hi. I was looking for Mike. Detective Kingston.
He stepped out for a moment.
Ah. Well, I'm Hannah. His fiance.
Stella Parks, Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
Wow. How do you fit all that on a business card?
Hey.
Hi.
It seems that your fiancé has made a break in the Ward case.
Oh, well, I just found out who bought the cookies for Ronnie Ward. It's a guy named Stephen Grant. He works at Sunset Realty off of Main.
You didn't talk to him, did you?
No, of course not.
Stanley glares at her.
I talked to his wife. The day before Ronnie's murder, she and Jacqueline Grant got in a big dust-up at the bakery.
Oh, yeah? About what?
Well, I don't know for sure, but I would think it had something to do with the fact that her husband was buying Ronnie gifts.
Do you do this often? Involve yourself in his criminal investigations?
I wouldn't say often.
No.
And just what is your area of expertise?
I'm a baker.
Nods. Stella closes her mouth and smiles. Lolly's Fashion Lounge. News headline, fitness instructor found dead.
I can't believe it. The murder bumped my interview right off the front page.
What is this world coming to?
Oh, it's buried under the classifieds, Hannah. Nobody reads past the crossword.
Your dresses just came in this morning. Oh, they're absolutely lovely. I can't wait to see them on you. Dressing rooms are right over there.
Thank you.
Dolores stands up. The two in dresses.
Yes, so bring up the shoulders like this, and then the fabric is just bunching just a little bit here at the seam.
Well, I'm happy to make all those alterations, but you'll have to purchase the dress.
I'm planning on it.
Mother, what are you going to do with the Regency dress?
Fashion is cyclical. Wait long enough and everything comes back in style.
It's been 200 years.
Hannah?
Oh, rental is fine for me.
Thanks. Are you sure, honey?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure.
Carol, what do you have that will work for Michelle?
Oh, no, I do not need a dress.
Sweetheart, everyone will be in costume. You'll stick out like a sore thumb.
Well, I may have something in the racks.
Oh, goody.
Michelle smiles.
So, let's see here. Everyone is just so excited about your mother's novel.
Mm-hmm.
It must be especially exciting for you, Hannah.
Why is that?
Carol, what are your suggestions for accessories?
Excuse me.
What do you think that was about? Have you read Mom's new book? I'm surprised that you have. I read it on the plane. It's surprisingly not bad. A bit overwritten in parts, but...
Mm-hmm. So what does that have to do with...
Hannah! Look at this!
Holds up bridal gown.
Stop. Honey, what do you think?
Rush is over.
It's a bit much. Sweetheart, it's your wedding day. There's no such thing as too much.
Would you like to try it on?
Oh, I don't think that...
Yes!
Well, I would love to see that. Maybe some other time.
Well, when you're ready to start your search, we're here.
Okay.
When is your wedding date?
Yes, Hannah. When is your wedding date?
Hannah looks down. Jacqueline's home.
Yes, Ronnie and I had words at the bakery. I felt she had crossed a line.
What did she do exactly?
My husband and I both got memberships to Heavenly Bodies. We wanted to make a positive change in the new year. Suddenly, Stephen was going multiple times a week. I hardly saw him. And then I found out he'd been giving Ronnie Ward rides to work and money. Clearly, she was using him.
Were you aware that her car was recently vandalized?
I was not.
Shakes head.
What are these?
Jewelry.
I restore old jewelry. It's a hobby.
They're beautiful.
I mostly do it for friends and family. I feel most things can be saved with a little effort. I know I lost my temper, Detective, but I only said to Ronnie what half the women in this town wish they had the guts to say.
Dolores, mm-hmm. I'll do my best to have those alterations done by Friday.
I love you, Carol.
Oh, Michelle, look.
Lolly's Fashion Lounge. I'm sorry, the soonest opening I have is next Sunday. I'm afraid it's the best I can do. Okay. All right, I'll see you then.
Okay. Seems like you could use a hand.
Oh, I've really been stretched thin with the party. Why, do you know anyone who might be interested?
Sue Plotnick. My friend Deli's mom. She's looking for a reason to get out of the house and to be around people.
Well, that's certainly in the job description.
Perfect.
I used to have a help wanted sign up, but it wasn't attracting the right candidates. The last one asked if she could be paid under the table.
Who was the applicant?
Looks down.
Ronnie Ward. She was very cagey about her past. Wouldn't give me references or agree to a background check. I got the impression she was hiding something.
Squint's eyes. Lake Eden Municipal Building.
Just came in.
Take a look.
Gives folder to Mike.
Who's Veronica Hoffman?
Our Vic. Apparently Ward was her maiden name.
She was married?
She lived next door to you. She ever mention a husband?
No, our conversations were usually just small talk in the mailroom, but never came up in any interviews either.
Think she may have been hiding it for a reason?
He furrows brows and looks at her. Hannah and Michelle go through lockers at gym.
Find anything? 77 cents and a bunch of hair ties.
Let's keep looking.
I just don't understand it. I mean, where could my ring be? I hate to be the wet blanket here, but maybe it was stolen? You did say that Mike's been dealing with thefts in town.
No, I can't even think like that.
Sign on door, Marco Fields, gym manager.
Will you just stand guard for a second?
Hannah rushes into the administrator's office at the gym and thumbs through folders in a filing cabinet. Michelle stands guard at the door.
There's nothing here.
Why would your ring be in a filing cabinet?
No, I'm looking for Ronnie's employment file. But there's nothing. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. No background check, no tax forms.
So Ronnie was working off the books.
Maybe Marco was more accommodating than the dress shop. But why was it so important to her not to leave a paper trail?
Maybe she wasn't looking for anything permanent.
Maybe someone was looking for her. Let's go.
The Cookie Jar Bakery.
Good evening. Oh, I'm just so thrilled to have you all here. Thank you, everyone, for coming tonight. I am so excited to share with you just a few passages from my debut novel, A Match for Anna.
People clap. Dolores dons her glasses. Norman sets down her book.
Shall we? As the carriage approached the Reed estate, Anna was nervous. Nathaniel Reed was a man of reasonable character and pleasant demeanor, a more than suitable match for young Anna. But Anna's head had been turned by the roguish Mr. Kingstone. Much to her mother's great disappointment.
Looks at Hannah.
Poor Anna's brow furrowed. Who to choose? Her mother? Or the rogue that would ruin her life forever? Well, we shall find out, shan't we?
Norman squints eyes at book. Hannah flips energetically through pages of book. Lisa approaches.
Isn't it dreamy? Your mother gave me an advance copy.
Wow.
I loved it.
Yeah?
Yeah. You too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ready to get going?
Brett, I took your Friday night spin class.
Right. Hannah.
Yeah. I'm sorry I don't see you at the gym anymore.
Yeah, I'd rather not get into it.
Oh, he's offering private sessions if you're interested.
Yeah, I would be. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Great. Thanks.
Okay. See you at the gym, Katie.
Huh. Well, I, for one, am looking forward to reading the rest.
Norman, I had no idea.
I know. It's your mother. She's,
There are no words.
Okay, well, I gotta go. I'm double parked. Don't want to get towed.
Wait, really?
No, but that is a lie. I told your mother, and I'm sticking to it. You know, she was asking me to pose for pictures with the book. Bye.
Bye.
Hannah pauses and stares into space. Barbed wire fence.
Hannah, and Aaron means picking up a gallon of milk. Not skulking around a junkyard.
Mike said that Ronnie's car was towed the morning of the murder. That means if the car is still in this impound lot, she had to get a ride to the gym that night.
So there's a potential witness out there who hasn't come forward.
Well, they're closed. Looks like you'll just have to come back tomorrow.
The chain links are separated from fence.
Huh, you can fit through there.
Hold up. Let me get this straight. You were gonna sneak into a junkyard illegally in the middle of the night on a hunch that you might find a dead woman's vehicle?
Yes.
Oh, I am so in. Well, I most certainly am not in.
Suit yourself, Mother. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
They squeeze through the gap.
I am not going in there.
The three walk among the vehicles with a flashlight.
Oh, Hannah, you make my Saturday Bridge Club so difficult. Christine Kahn is lending me her gorgeous home for the gala, but she started asking awkward questions about this dreadful business, so I had to artfully change the topic.
So, what are we looking for here?
A silver car with purple graffiti.
Really?
Oh, honestly, Hannah. Was it something that I did? Did I give you too much affection as a child? Did I simply care too much? You would tell me, wouldn't you?
How could you write a book about my love life?
That is absurd.
Two men fighting for the affections of a flaxen-haired beauty.
My, don't we think highly of ourselves.
You named the main character Anna Swanson.
Any resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.
Shakes head.
You're just... Hey. Hey, this is it.
Are you sure?
Pretty sure, look.
Car with text. Homewrecker.
So do you, like, do this a lot?
No. Yes.
Maybe I should come home more often.
You know, that is not even purple, Hannah. It is deep aubergine. I had the patio furniture spruced up with that same color.
Yeah,
of course. Oh, hey, don't, don't.
A car pulls up to the gate.
The office is this way.
Okay, okay. We can go.
Shh.
Okay.
Help.
Gotta go.
Ow.
Light turns on in building.
Stop it.
Stella shines a flashlight on the women at the gap in the fence. The three pose to be photographed at the police station and hold sign, Lake Eden Sheriff's Department, Hannah Swenson, Michelle Swenson, Dolores Swenson. Lake Eden Municipal Building. The three in a cell.
Surprisingly roomy in here. Although those walls could really use a little color.
Sir? Oh, please, what time are the police notes getting delivered to the paper?
Mother, you are handling this very well.
Well, honey, all publicity is good publicity.
Mike.
Oh, hi.
Trespassing, huh?
They walk into the office.
Thank you.
Anytime. Not that there should be other time.
I just don't understand how Agent Marks got there so fast.
I wasn't responding to a call.
Yeah, we were following up on Ronnie's car.
Oh, huh.
You're very lucky, Miss Swenson. We're up to me, you'd be spending the night in a jail cell.
Stella leaves.
Mike, I am so sorry. I didn't mean to cause trouble. I just got this idea in my head, and I had to see it for myself.
You got good instincts, you should follow them.
Well, I did pick you.
Did I say good instincts? Because I meant great instincts.
They smile.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
Mm-hmm.
He smiles. Sunrise. Lisa tries a circular pastry.
What? No? What? What? What's wrong with it?
They're a little dry.
Dry.
Trash them.
Throws into trash. Hannah removes her apron.
Trash. Don't look at me like that. You are a genius. Hold down the fort. I'll be right back. Okay.
A flower shop. Norman is inside.
Norman. Hi.
Hey. You just picking up some flowers for the bakery or?
Did you know Ronnie Ward?
No. I mean, not personally, no, but I heard what happened. It's so sad.
The night that she died, there was a bouquet of roses in the trash.
Oh, okay. You're here to figure out where they're from?
It might be nothing.
Yeah, but it might be something, though, right?
Right. Special occasion?
Oh, yeah. First date. I'm not sure if...
Oh.
She blinks a few times.
Her name's Maisie. She's the new librarian.
That's great. That's,
Yeah.
That's good.
Can I help you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Almost first.
No, go ahead. Please, I insist.
Okay, thanks.
For sure.
I was wondering, if I describe a bouquet to you, could you tell me who purchased it?
I'm sorry, I can't disclose that store policy. But if you're interested in flowers, we are running a special on a number of arrangements, and all purchases come with a complimentary pen.
Oh.
Holds up pen.
You get a lot of repeat business with those?
Oh, quite a bit.
Huh. Wow. I was thinking about getting magnets for my shop. I own the cookie jar, the bakery down the road.
Well, pens always come in handy.
Right. Totally. So about that purchase.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I wish I could help, but my hands are tied. Yeah.
No. You know, I'm getting married soon, and I'm going to be placing a big order. I mean, massive order of flowers.
But where's your ring?
Oh.
Oh, we're having it resized. It was my grandmother's.
Yeah, so. Right.
Oh. Yeah. Can I be honest with you, Craig? See, the thing is Hannah's dear mother has a secret admirer, and we are just desperate to find out his identity so we might make a little love connection between the two of them before our special day, you know? So I know it's against our policy, but this small favor would mean so much.
It would mean a lot.
He looks to the side.
What was the order?
A dozen red roses purchased sometime on Wednesday.
Leaves the counter.
That was such a quick thinking.
Right?
Superman?
Yeah, anytime. Of course. You know, I mean it, Hannah. I know things have changed between us, but you're very important to me. And if you ever need anything, you know, anything at all, just say the word. I'm here.
We did have an order for a dozen roses placed that day. They paid in cash.
They shrug. Lake Eden Municipal Building.
When was the last time you saw your wife, Mr. Hoffman?
The night she left.
And when was that?
Day after Christmas. I got her set at high-end luggage, and she decided to use it.
She give you any reason for leaving?
Ronnie was always impetuous. She often did things with little forethought or consideration of others.
And you never made any attempt to contact her?
She said she wanted space. I was trying to honor her request. I had hoped for reconciliation. Can I see her?
We can make arrangements.
I can't believe this is happening.
Pulls phone out of chest pocket.
Sorry.
Where were you the night of the 10th?
I hope you're not suggesting I had any involvement.
That's a very simple question. I'd like an answer. Where were you the night of the 10th?
I was home. In my bed.
Can anyone confirm this?
I think that's the last question I'll be answering. Without a lawyer.
He adjusts suit. Jim.
Sorry, Hannah. No ring, but I just got the okay from the police to reopen, so I'm bringing in a cleaning crew before I do. I'll let you know if they find anything.
Thanks for keeping an eye out.
Pulls out phone.
Heavenly Bodies. No comment. Press has been hounding me nonstop, looking for some angle on Ronnie's murder.
Huh. Do you have an idea of who you think did it?
Well, it would be irresponsible to accuse someone without proof.
Right, of course. I'm sure you must have someone in mind.
Looks down.
Brett Stevenson.
The fitness instructor.
He was harassing her at work. When Ronnie told me, I fired him on the spot.
Harassing her how?
He was constantly asking her out. At one point, Ronnie thought he might even be following her.
Squint eyes.
Brett has a girlfriend, though, right? Isn't she a manager here?
Yeah, Katie. She works administration downstairs. She's a sweet girl, but when Ronnie's car got tagged, she was the first person I thought of.
Ronnie had her boyfriend fired, so...
Yeah, he was furious. Ted had to escort him out of the building. Look, sorry, Hannah. I promise I will let you know the minute your ring turns on, okay?
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Shakes his head and pockets phone. She walks off. Lake Eden Municipal Building.
I thought I told you not to call me on this phone. You'll get your money.
Mike behind him. He quickly hangs up and shuffles off. Mike looks over his shoulder. Mike at a computer at night. He puts his face in his hands.
Any word on locating Stephen Grant?
His travel plans check out, so we'll interview him when he gets back.
What you got there?
Footage.
Oh, it's a burglary from earlier in the week. Somebody stole the money from the Heavenly Bodies Rec Center fundraiser.
You need another set of eyes on it?
No, I got it under control. Thanks.
Now, why did I know you were going to say that? I know your type. Solo act. You'd rather carry the whole load than ask for help.
It's just a little bit easier when I handle things myself.
Is it?
He smiles.
Okay, this is from 4 nights ago, here. I just got the tape.
You're thinking they're connected?
Not sure.
The intruder works at the safe.
What's he doing?
Shakes head. Squints eyes.
He's punching in the code.
Well, obviously it didn't work if he had to resort to a crowbar.
Yeah, but he thought it would, which means he had inside information.
So if the thief worked there, could Ronnie Ward have seen something that she wasn't supposed to?
He looks down. Michelle and Hannah on yoga mats in backyard.
All right, ladies, give me 5 more. 5. 4. 3 more. 3. 2. 1 more, ladies. Good job. Get some water.
I really felt those last 10.
Yeah, me too, you know, in the first 20.
If you two have any friends with some fitness goals, tell them I'm the guy.
Oh, thanks. Great. Have you been getting a lot of business?
Not as much as I'd like.
I can't believe the gym let you go.
That makes 2 of us.
Is it true that Ronnie had you fired?
You're the, huh?
Small town. So is it true?
That I was fired? Yes. The reason you probably heard why? No.
So you didn't make a pass at her?
Look, maybe I was a little friendly, but I'm a friendly guy.
Rolls eyes.
What, she wanted my classes. She was constantly begging Marco for more hours, and I had the best time slots. She wanted me gone.
So she lied.
Worked, didn't it?
Must have made you angry.
Okay, I see what you're trying to do here. You're trying to bait me into a confession.
Do you have something to confess?
No. The last day I saw Ronnie Ward was my last day at Heavenly Bodies. I was happy to keep it that way.
He walks off. Michelle nods at Hannah. The Cookie Jar Bakery.
And now every night she talks nonstop about the dress shop. It's really brightened her spirits, Hannah. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad that I could
Deli,
help.
Half a dozen pistachio winks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. What do you have here?
Oh, a few of us from Ronnie's spin class are collecting money for a donation in her memory. Would you like to contribute?
Of course. Wow, that's really thoughtful. And look at that. It looks like you've gotten a great response.
Yeah, it's really been wonderful. Her class helped a lot of us. She could be tough, but she got results.
Yeah. I guess reputations aren't always fair.
Nods.
Ronnie was a very private person. When you keep certain things to yourself, others start filling in the blanks on their own. Some looked at Ronnie and saw what they wanted to see, you know?
Yeah.
Nods.
Yeah. Let me get this out of your way.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, your earring is a little loose. Oh. Thank you. I got it from my aunt. I had them refurbished.
Well, it's a really lovely color.
Oh, thank you. It's called a deep aubergine. Oh, if you have any old jewelry, you just need to give her a few dollars for the solvent and spray paint.
Sorry, who did you say did the refurbishment?
Jacqueline sits at an interrogation desk before the set of earrings and a picture of the graffiti on the car. Stella and Mike stare at her. She looks at both and shakes her head.
Fine. It was me. I spray painted her car. I wanted to send her a message. Women like Ronnie think they can have anything they want. But there's consequences.
Like losing her life?
I didn't hurt her. I just wanted to scare her. And I would do it again.
Magazine, Bridal Fashion.
Are you a bridezilla? Take the quiz to find out.
Let's do it.
Oh, don't you have somewhere else to be?
No.
So, Mike told me that he wants to have a big wedding.
Really? Doesn't really seem like his style.
I know. I was surprised, too. It's just that we feel like we're on different wavelengths lately, and normally we're so in sync. It's been hard to get even a minute alone together.
Well, you know what they say. When things get hectic, you just have to get creative.
She stares into space. Lake Eden Municipal Building at night. Hannah appears in the doorway in a yellow dress. Mike shakes his head.
Hey, you are a sight for sore eyes.
I wondered if I might be able to take you up on that rain check.
What?
Basket.
It's perfect right there. I'm sorry it's not, like, more romantic in here.
You were saying?
Candlelit wine, cheese, and meats.
So you think that the theft and the murder might be connected?
Maybe. The murder definitely feels more personal.
Well, that takes us back to Jacqueline Grant, right? She tagged Ronnie's car.
Okay, no more shop talk. Now we gotta get into something really important. First, have an olive. And secondly, the quest for the perfect cream puff. How's it going?
Not great. I've tried 4 different recipes, and I just can't get it right.
Really? You're going to have a breakthrough. I can feel it.
I hope so. Hey, have you picked out an outfit yet for my mother's Regency gala?
Yeah. Last week.
You did? You didn't tell me. What did you pick out? A costume? I mean, I hope it's tailcoat.
I'm not going to tell you. You got to wait and see it, and it's awesome, and you're going to love it.
Aw.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Hey, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
When were you going to tell me you lost your ring?
How?
Detective.
Palm on chest.
I didn't lose it. I really didn't lose it. I know exactly where I left it. It just happens to be in the middle of a crime scene. That crime scene.
Computer screen. Map. Ronnie. The can. The car. The cookies.
Mike.
Yeah?
You said that there was a box of chocolate chip cookies in Ronnie's locker.
Yeah, those.
Those aren't chocolate chip cookies. Those are chocolate chip mega cookies.
And that's somehow different?
Throws up hands.
Yes! Yes, it's a completely different cookie. Can
really?
Can I borrow your phone?
Yeah. Sure. Because they look pretty similar.
They don't look similar at all. What are you talking about? Those are chunks, chocolate chunks.
Okay.
Phone.
Lisa, I'm going to need you to pull up a whole bunch more receipts.
Brett at Park.
Great class today, everyone. See you next week.
Hey, Brett. You got a sec?
Holds up badge.
You leave the cops?
Well, you told me that you hadn't talked to Ronnie in weeks.
What was I supposed to say? I saw her the night she was murdered? How's that look?
Bad.
Yeah.
So why were you there?
It's been tough, all right, since I lost my job. My bills are overdue. My landlord threatened to evict me. I thought maybe if I pled my case, I could convince Ronnie to get my job back. Cookies seemed like a good way to butter her up.
And did she agree?
No. She took the cookies and told me to get lost.
What time was that?
I don't know. Maybe 9?
Marco said that she thought that you'd been following her.
No, I wasn't the one following her.
Who was?
Some guy hanging around the gym. You know, asking all sorts of things.
Well, what did he want?
He wanted to know where she spent her time, who with.
And did you tell him?
No, that guy gave me the creeps.
And you're sure this is the guy that was following Ronnie?
Yeah.
Nods.
I saw him run a red light just to stay on her tail.
What'd he look like?
Average height. Not a lot of hair. Wore a hat. Drove a black car. Look, am I free to go?
Yeah, thanks for your time.
Brett picks up his stuff and leaves.
You know, I saw a guy that looked like that driving a black car in the parking lot at Heavenly Bodies the night that Ronnie was killed.
I think I may know who it belongs to.
They leave the park. Office.
2 vehicles registered to Wade Hoffman. We've got a red Mercedes and a silver Lexus. No black car.
Could have been a rental. He was trying to be discreet.
Brett mentioned that he ran a red light to stick with Ronnie.
Maybe one of your officers had an earlier encounter with our mystery man on a traffic violation.
I'm going to check the last 2 months' citations.
Folders.
Thanks.
He gives Stella a folder.
Roman Campbell pulled over for speeding 10 days ago.
Are you sure this is our guy?
Private investigator. Wade Hoffman hired him. Been tailing Ronnie Ward for 3 weeks trying to get something incriminating for the divorce proceedings.
And he told you all of this without a subpoena?
Hoffman stiffed him on his bill.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
He find anything?
Throws down picture.
Is that...
Marco Fields.
They hold hands and kiss.
So much for strictly professional.
That's not all.
There's more?
Take a look at the timestamp. From the night of the murder.
He stares at her.
I already told you everything I know.
Did you?
Pictures of them kissing. He looks sideways.
It's not what you think.
What do I think?
Shakes head.
We were involved, yes. But we were trying to keep it discreet. I was her boss. And Ronnie still had to get through her divorce.
You told us you were in Maple Grove. These photos put you in Lake Eden 30 minutes before the murder.
I stopped into the gym to say goodbye.
Then what?
Then I left. I drove to my sister's, just like I said. I swear.
Stella and Mike look at each other. Hannah fills small pastries with cream.
Ronnie and Marco.
Mm-hmm.
And you think Marco did it?
Well, he lied. Never a good barometer for innocence. These are fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. I finally cracked it.
Yeah, you did. I knew you would.
Mm-hmm.
She looks up.
There's something about Brett's story that still bothers me. He was desperate to get his job back, and then he just takes no for an answer?
Well, I'm sure he downplayed his reaction a little. Doesn't mean it ended in murder.
Still, he's a super slimeball for hitting on one woman while he's dating another.
You seen someone?
Yeah, the manager at the rec center.
Katie?
That's her.
Hmm.
Licks fingers.
Where are you going?
I got checked out somewhere.
What? Mike, my mother's party is in a couple hours.
Yeah, I will be there. I promise.
She furrows her brow. Recreation Center.
Does Brett Stevenson ever visit you here at work?
Brett? What does he have to do with this?
I believe that Brett is the one that robbed the administration office.
What?
He lost his job, he got into serious money trouble, and...
Yeah, I know Brett. He would never do anything like that. That's insane.
Can I show you something? Okay. All right.
Shows dark security footage.
Honestly, I can't see much.
Okay, just come in a little closer. And right there, you see the suspect punching in the code to the safe.
We change the safe code every 2 weeks, so only my boss and I know it.
Okay, but has Brett ever been here in the office while you've opened the safe?
Yeah.
She frowns, then looks off in another direction and blinks.
Oh my gosh.
A large house with a fountain in front. Dolores descends the staircase in a long red dress. She greets people.
Oh, welcome. Thank you so much for coming. Welcome. Oh, lovely to have you.
Hannah wears a bonnet and dress.
Have you noticed that we're the only ones dressed like we took a wrong turn at a Jane Austen convention?
I'm trying not to think about it, actually.
Norman walks in.
Hello, hello.
Oh!
Hey.
Norman!
Oh, you look fantastic.
So do you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I played Bob Cratchit in last year's production of A Christmas Carol, which is technically Victorian. I know this is Regency, but...
Well, you're a lot closer than the rest of the guests.
Right? Yeah, it's funny because a lot of them are asking me to sign their books as well, which...
Oh, I wonder why that could be.
Would you like to dance?
I would love to.
He holds out arm. A quartet of strings and a piano plays live. They walk into the room arm in arm.
How was
date?
Oh, it was nice. Yeah, she was nice.
Did you invite her tonight?
No, I don't think there's going to be a second date.
Why not?
My heart just wasn't in it.
Norman, we never talked after the engagement, and I...
Hannah.
He looks up.
Let me ask you something. Are you happy?
Yeah. I am.
That's all that matters.
Mike enters and sees the two.
Truly.
May I cut in?
Oh.
You made it.
Of course. I promised I would.
Right.
Well, thank you for the dance.
Oh, thank you, Kendra.
Norman?
Michael?
Norman leaves.
Nice ascot.
Oh, I believe they call this a cravat.
Ah, well, it suits you.
Right? Look good? Looks so good. I love your hair like this.
He pulls at her curls. Dolores talks to someone.
And though even though my book is set in the Regency era, I really think that it says a lot about modern romance, too. Oh, Michelle. Have you met Mr. Jacobs? He owns a funeral home over on Western Avenue. Nope.
Michelle leaves.
Oh. She's just a little shy sometimes.
Hannah sets cream-filled pastries on a tray.
Oh, darling, thank you. Our cream puffs are a hit.
Oh, I'm so glad, Mother.
Great. Here you go.
Hello?
Hannah, we found your ring.
You have?
You want to come get it?
Yes.
I'll be here.
Yes, I'm on my way right now. Thank you. Will you let Mike know that I'll be right back?
Everything okay?
They found my ring.
Oh, well, you'll never be able to get your car from the valet.
Oh, she's right. He's such a crush. You better take my car.
Oh, darling, they're keeping it close by for my grand exit.
Thank you, Mother.
Heavenly Bodies Recreation Center. Benton holds up ring.
Ta-da!
Where was it?
Cleaning crew found it in the lockers. Must have gotten kicked around.
Thank you so much.
Of course. I'm just glad I could deliver a little peace of mind. Oh, I just need you to sign the release form. It's a policy.
Yeah, of course. Do you have a pen?
Oh.
Fish is in pocket.
Here you go.
Yeah.
Pink pen with flowers like the ones at the flower shop. She looks at Benton.
Here you go. Thanks again.
He grimaces and looks down. Book, a match for Anna. Mike walks up to Dolores, then steps back and answers phone.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh,
Mike, I need
just
to...
Sorry, sorry.
Hey, where'd you sneak off to?
Mike, you need to get down to Heavenly Bodies right away, because I don't think that...
Hannah?
Someone drags her off.
Hannah, can you hear me?
Phone on ground.
Hannah.
He runs to his car.
Yeah, I need a backup unit to Heavenly Bodies Rec Center. Get it there as soon as you can. I will be there ASAP. Yeah, Heavenly Bodies. Valet! This car! Out! Now!
She struggles on the ground. He stands above her.
Hey. Okay, you have to understand, I didn't mean for any of this to happen, okay? I didn't even mean to hurt her. Hey, I'm a good guy. Okay? I'm a good guy.
You're in love with her? And you tried to tell her, didn't you? You brought her flowers.
In black and white, Tab gives Ronnie flowers at the front desk. Hannah stands up.
She turned you down, didn't she?
She said she needed me. I did everything for her.
Including giving her a ride to the gym that night.
She told me she didn't want a relationship, that it wasn't a good time to start something new.
What happened?
He sits in the car and watches Marco and Ronnie kiss.
You saw her with Marco?
He throws flowers in trash.
And you
threw her flowers in the trash.
He leaves trash angrily.
So you waited until you knew she was alone.
And you followed her into the spa. Where you knew there were no cameras.
It wasn't like that. I loved her, okay? I didn't mean to harm her. It just happened.
Once you realized what you had done, you put her in the hot tub to try to erase the evidence.
Enough!
She hits him in the face with weight and runs. He clips her ankle and trips her. She kicks him in the face, stands up, and runs off. He struggles on the ground. He runs after her. She tries emergency exit. It's locked. She runs down a hallway. She tries another emergency door. He runs down the hall after her. She hides behind a pillar. He approaches the pillar and walks past on the other side. She throws a bar of soap down the hall. He returns and walks past in the opposite direction. She leaves the pillar and walks into the spa towards the exit sign. He rushes out and grabs her by the hot tub. Throws her into the spa and blocks the door with a pool rod.
Let me out right now, Dad. No.
He turns the temperature knob.
What are you doing, Dad? Dad! You can't do this. Dad, please.
She smacks the window.
Don't do this.
Dad leaves. Tad leaves the building through the automatic doors. He picks up Hannah's phone. Mike pulls up in his car.
Help! Help!
Dad! I'm looking for Hannah. Have you seen her?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Why, something wrong?
I'm gonna look inside. I want you to help me. Come on.
You know what? You look inside. I'll go check the north side of the building.
Mike goes inside.
Hannah!
The temperature knob is on hot red. She sweats inside spa.
Help!
Yeah. Find the security guard and detain him.
Puts phone away.
Hannah!
He runs through the gym. She sits on a bench in pants. She looks up and pauses on something. Mike walks down the hallway. She holds a lighter flame up to a sprinkler on the ceiling. Mike turns around and goes into door. Tad with arms on head.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can...
She laughs under the water. Mike throws himself at the window and opens door.
I got you. Hey, you're okay. You're okay, oh.
He kisses her forehead.
Mike.
Yeah.
This dress was a rental.
They hug. They walk through the gym.
Hey, how are you going to find Tad?
We got him. Thanks to Mike's good instincts, Tad didn't get out of the parking lot.
Listen, I gotta head to the station. I gotta process him, okay?
Yeah, of course.
I can handle it. It looks like you're needed elsewhere.
Thank you for all your help.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Take care.
Hannah, let's get you home. Come on.
Oh, no, I have to go back to my mother's party.
Hannah, you were almost killed.
If I miss my mother's party, she'll finish the job.
Mansion. They go in through the door. She is dry. Dolores sees them.
Oh, Hannah.
Mother.
You know what? I'm not even going to ask.
Come dance with me.
She caresses Hannah's hair. They go off to dance with other couples nearby.
We should talk.
Okay, me first, okay?
Okay.
I need to apologize to you.
For what?
He looks up.
I thought it wouldn't change anything. Me taking on all new responsibilities at work and putting them on the old responsibilities, I thought that I could make it happen.
I told you that I understood.
I'm just so used to doing everything me, alone, and it's not just me anymore.
Not anymore.
Okay, your turn.
They spin around.
Hey, is it that bad?
I don't want a big wedding, like fancy caterers or an overpriced country club. And I don't even know 300 people.
Well, I only suggested all of that because I thought it was exactly what you wanted.
Why?
For the magazines, the fancy bridal magazine with the little tabs on the end, all the pictures and the people and the things.
That was from my mother.
Dolores? would you care to dance?
Norman gestures to the dance.
Mike, I just want to take our time and enjoy being engaged. Is that okay?
Yeah. Yeah, that's okay. No rush. We do this at your pace.
Okay.
She leans in to kiss him. He dips her, pulls her back, then picks her up and spins her around. He grins. They get closer and kiss. Michelle smiles and points a camera at them. Mike holds his hand to the side of her neck. They rest their foreheads together.